the background of this story, and we talked about it with Keith Lee quite a bit a few episodes back. This is the terrible, terrible story of journalist Kurt Eichenwald being targeted by someone who sent him, I think it was a direct message, or maybe it was just a public tweet, a link to a GIF that was a strobe that was calculated to trigger an epileptic seizure. And he had one instance where that was a close call and it didn't happen. And then one instance where his wife actually grabbed his device and tweeted back to the person, "Well, you succeeded. My husband's having a seizure." So they have pursued this. And interestingly enough, a man has been arrested now last Friday, I believe, at his Maryland residence. His name is John Rain Rivello, and he has been identified as the person who allegedly sent this strobing image to journalist Kurt Eichenwald. So he is going to face charges for assault via that tweet. There's an interesting story about how his identity was revealed. I think that we, at the time that we talked about it with Keith, they didn't know who this person was, and that Kurt Eichenwald and the police were actively pursuing an investigation, trying to figure out who he was. And there's a great story at Ars Technica by David Kravitz there, describing, you know, the way in which this was all kind of unwound and the way in which the phone number associated with an Apple iCloud account had been used to open the Twitter account that sent the tweet, and thus cascading series of events, they were able to find this person, and now he will face charges. Mike Keyes, what do you think?
Yeah, we had a very interesting discussion, as people remember, with Keith Lee a number of weeks ago when we're talking about the unique nature of a case like this. Personally, I'm really, really delighted to see that this has been investigated and that it looks like the authorities are really taking this very seriously. I think he's been charged or arrested for criminal cyber stalking with intent to kill. At least I think that's what somebody reported. And very interesting story about how this was all unearthed. You know, kudos to his wife, who she saw on the screen the tweet from this particular individual and actually did a screen capture of it, which I think was really helpful to the authorities in investigating this guy. So the other interesting things that were uncovered apparently during this investigation is the fellow that sent this terrible tweet to this reporter had actually sent direct messages to other people saying, you know, this will cause a seizure or something to that effect, showing an intent that he really did intend for this poor guy to experience a seizure. So terrible, terrible, terrible story, but really glad that this is being taken with such seriousness.
Right. And groundbreaking in that, you know, as we discussed when we first brought this up, generally assaults require some kind of physical touching. And this did not, but clearly was an assault. Professor Madison, anything you want to add?
Just two quick notes. This isn't my primary area, so I'll just comment quickly on from a public policy standpoint. I agree with Mike that in the instance here, clearly, it sounds like malicious behavior and sort of the right steps are being taken in the short term. In a broader sense, it seems that this sort of thing, I hate to say it, is going to become more common, meaning that harm inflicted using virtual technology. And current criminal justice frameworks, current legal systems, both at the state and federal levels, aren't really set up to analyze these directly. It's more of a square peg, round hole problem. And in this particular instance, they seem to have gotten all the resources lined up in a productive way. But that's not a guaranteed outcome going forward. The other quick thought that I had listening to your description was I was reminded of one of the most famous New Yorker cartoons ever from about 25 years ago. And it's the New Yorker cartoon that featured a picture of a dog sitting at a keyboard. And the caption, which is what lives on, is, "On the internet, no one knows you're a dog." And that's simply not true anymore. the technology and sophistication of the internet and all of its different aspects has evolved to the point where the kind of investigation that took place in this instance is possible. And that's a significant change in how we all experience the internet in our daily lives in terms of ordinary consumer life, social interaction, business use, global activity, and so forth. That's a lot of change in a relatively short period of time.